Let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community In Depth. Oh, we are going to go in depth with some community people, and we want to welcome to KDWA John Hintzmint, and he is also joined today by Eric Moss. And Eric is the new economic development coordinator for the city of Hastings, and so we're thrilled that he is spending some time with us. We want to get to know him, so I want to welcome both of you. Happy New Year to you both.
You too, Mo. Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So first of all, Eric, let's talk to you first. Tell us about yourself, because you started back in November, you were telling me.
That's correct. Yep. I joined up with the City of Hastings in mid-November, prior to spending 7 years in the private sector. Joined up, as you mentioned, as the city's new economic development coordinator, and very excited for that, the opportunity. Been getting to know a lot of the local business owners, a lot of the local residents. I'm really enjoying my time so far.
That's great news. And John, I'm sure for you, it's so nice to have that position filled and being able to help.
Oh, absolutely. As you know, Mo, economic development has been a priority for the city for a number of years. And to have somebody in that position with a great knowledge and a great track record is wonderful for us.
I love that. So what exactly is economic development for people that are listening that sort of think they understand the terms? And I'm talking about myself. What exactly is that, please?
Sure. Great question, Mo. The easiest way I can describe it is business development for the city. So the city has goals related to development, redevelopment, job growth. And a big part of my job is to help facilitate all those three things to occur. So whether that's selling land in the industrial park to attract new businesses, to working with our existing businesses to help them find space, find employees, things like that. My role really is to be a resource to our local businesses to help make sure they succeed.
And John, this has been a priority, like you said, for a while. Why is that an important priority for a community?
Having a strong economic base leads to growth in the city. And one of the things that we continually hear from the residents is having more opportunities, not only for commerce, for places to shop, but also for job creation as well. The more that we can add to that vitality, the more independence that we can have, and the more that we can become an attraction for new residents.
And when you think about new businesses coming in, you know, there's small ones, there's big ones. I know a lot of times people say, oh, gosh, why did the city let Target close? Or why don't they turn that space into this? That's not really how it works, is it?
That's correct, Mo. Really, our role and our job as the city is to ensure that the marketplace is aware of the opportunities within Hastings. If they don't know we're here, they can't find us. And so really our charge and our goal is to make sure that we're out there, make sure they know that the opportunities exist here and that they certainly have the opportunity and should invest in Hastings. We just need to make sure that they're aware.
So I know that there are three new businesses that will be opening soon in the Westview Center, and that's exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been working with the new owners at the Westview Center there. Excited for them to welcome in the new cheese shop, Legacy Cheese.
So tell us about that. Is that the same place, Legacy Cheese, that I see at the Mall of America?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. This is very exciting. Will they give samples like they do at the Mall of America, do you think?
Let's all hope so, but you have to ask them, I guess.
John, get working on that, don't you think?
Will do.
So Legacy Cheese, that is very, very exciting. So where is their corporate office? Is it in Wisconsin?
You know, based on their logo, I'm going to guess that it is, Mo. That lovely Packer cheese hat.
Exactly. But, you know, we are welcoming them. Who doesn't love cheese? So what is the timing on that, please?
Yep, checked in with the city's building department. They still continue to work through dotting a few I's and crossing a few T's with respect to some inspections, but should be opening here within the next couple months.
Boy, that sounds perfect. Love that. And then Rooster's Chicken, I have seen a sign for that forever. What is Rooster's Chicken, and what can you tell about that, please?
You bet. Yeah, Rooster's similar to Legacy Cheese, however, is going to be coming in after Legacy Cheese. They're excited to offer that to the community and are slowly working on the build-out of that restaurant itself.
And what space is that in? Do you know what former space that is, please?
Not sure the former space. It's right in the corner, you know, the L-shaped corner, right where the interior portion of the mall is.
Okay. And then a new pizza restaurant, I heard. Tell us about that.
You bet, yeah. Caprese Pizza. That's along the western arm of Westview Center. Same kind of deal. They're in talking with the owners. Their kind of priorities are Legacy Cheese, then Roosters, and then the Caprese Pizza. That one will likely open following the opening of Rooster's Chicken.
But you're thinking all of these certainly by the summer?
It seems like they will all be open within 2021. The exact timing of those within the year is still a little bit open in talking with the owners. But that is their goal, is that in 2021, all three will be open.
So you mentioned the Westview Center has new ownership. Is that their duty then, is they go out and find tenants? So they would go out and try to sell the Westview Center to different people that might be interested in opening a business? Is that how it works?
Yeah, Mo, you bet. That's really exactly how that would work. They bought all the space, and then they look to then release the space out to tenants. In the case of at least two of these businesses, they've actually decided to open these businesses themselves and essentially lease to themselves and then run the businesses that way. Certainly they hope to attract additional tenants, but that's kind of the way they're headed with these restaurant offerings at the Westview Center.
And I guess I didn't know that the Westview Center was under new ownership. When did that happen, please?
You know, Mo, I think that probably about 3 years ago or
okay.
So. I mean, it's a situation, too, we were very fortunate about, because, you know, the Westview Center had seen a lot of vacancy, and we were unsure of what the economic viability of that center would be over time. In the organization that came in, it's more of a mom-and-pop operation in which they have spruced up the facility. They take great care of it, and more businesses are coming in. So it's a great benefit to the city.
It really is. Let's talk about another big giant space that I'm hoping, you know, does get filled with something. And I know that over the years, or year, or however long it's been closed, the old Target space. Any bites on that?
Great question. And certainly that's an area that the city, you know, wants to work towards in filling that space. But that is a really good example of the city ultimately, you know, making sure that people know that that opportunity is out there, that that vacant space is available. Now, the ability to fill that space ultimately will come down to really a collaborative effort between the city, the current ownership, and then some of the surrounding businesses as well, as there's some covenants involved with that land in terms of how it can be used going forward. But looking forward into the next few years, you know, we certainly hope to get that space back into productive use.
And when you say productive, making it a retail space?
You know, well, I really wish in economic development I had a crystal ball to tell me exactly how it would play out. I don't just yet, but a lot will come down to the covenants, or kind of essentially the rules that go along with how that space can be used, that will dictate what eventually occupies that space.
And what are the covenants right now, please?
The covenants are focused mainly around, I believe, the grocery store use that would essentially compete with the surrounding Cub Foods and other retailers.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And that space obviously is big. And so would your hope be to have one big giant business come in, or split it up, or you really don't really care at this point?
The space affords opportunity, and much like our industrial park is set up well, in that we've got everything from 1 acre to 50 acre size lots for opportunity, I think that Target building, or former Target building, I should say, affords the same opportunity, that if something came forward that needed the space, we've got it available, Alternatively, if somebody's looking for smaller space and to kind of condo out some existing development space, we've got that too.
That is true. So does Target own that former Target building, or does somebody else own it?
Yes, Target still owns that.
Okay. Maybe they'll turn it into a Target. What do you think?
You know, I can always ask the question, Mo, but only time will tell.
It seems the most logical thing to do if they own the building, but what do I know?
The building's already done.
What do I know? I think that would make a lot of people happy. Have you heard that before, John?
I've heard that before, absolutely.
Probably from your wife, right?
You're right.
Exactly. Let's go and talk about something great that is brand new, and that is Riverfront Lighting. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, you bet, Mo. Thanks for asking. So the City of Hastings Chamber, Tourism Bureau, and Downtown Business Association have been collaborating very closely to try and find ways to help basically, you know, beautify the city in ways that we can help provide people something to do during the pandemic, right, where they can get out of their house and go enjoy everything that the city has to offer and hopefully attract a few tourists while we do it. And so one idea that came to the surface was to add some riverfront lighting. The ask was sent to the city council, and they authorized staff to seek bids. The city entered into contract with a local contractor for a three-year contract, in fact, to provide the lighting along the riverfront. That lighting has taken place, and it's all up and ready to go. And we're actually going to kind of highlight that with an event here this Saturday. But we're very excited to get that lit up. And my goodness, I think that big tree, you might be able to see it from space.
You know, it really is going to be beautiful coming over the bridge into Hastings and to look down. And then also when you're downtown, it's so beckoning to the riverfront area. So tell people exactly where the lights are.
You bet. Yep. So we've added lighting across each of the two large archways leading into Levy Park. Many of the trees in the park are lit up, as is mainly one large tree that I just mentioned you can probably see from space. About 50 feet in the air, we've got that thing lit up. There's well over 100 strands of lights in that singular tree. There's also lights along the pavilion there on all sides. You can see that coming over the bridge, as well as the bathroom building as well.
So this is something that is brand new to downtown, and I'm sure it's been met with a lot of positive comments from people.
Absolutely. People seem to be very excited about it, and the thought of, you know, even, you know, could some of this be up year-round? Anything to kind of add to the ambiance of the historic downtown Hastings.
Absolutely. So tell us about this event coming up.
You bet. Yeah, this being brought to the city and to kind of our local region here. Partnership between the Downtown Business Association, Hastings Chamber of Commerce, and the City of Hastings. It's going to include wagon rides along 2nd Street from 12 to 4. It's also going to include music played by a DJ along 2nd Street. Also, that will be taking place on Saturday. And then culminating in a live music performance down in the pavilion in the evening, which I think will look great with all the lighting and sound great as well with the local band playing.
So things basically kick off around 11, it looks like?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that sounds really fun, and that's going to be on Saturday, January 16th, and you're calling the event Shine Bright in 2021. I love it. And we really are excited about that. It looks like it's going to be something for everybody, which will be so nice. So, Eric, tell us so far what you have enjoyed about your new job in Hastings.
Absolutely. Getting to know the individuals, spent a fair amount of time downtown in the industrial park, you know, along Highway 55, and just getting to know everything that kind of, you know, makes Hastings tick. Meeting a lot of the local business owners, obviously. You know, I remember when I first interviewed, I told John I was hoping I'd need a new pair of shoes after 100 days, and by golly, I'm not far from it. So I've very much enjoyed that, getting outside and meeting with folks, and that's a big part of economic development is we very much have taken the approach of being out there. We're not just going to wait for the phone to ring. We're going to make sure that we're making sure people know the opportunities that are here, and I very much look forward to continuing that.
You know, I think that is really a smart way of doing business, and also not only to know about the opportunities, but really to hear from your businesses what is going on, what are their challenges. I think that's super important.
Absolutely, yeah. We don't know what we don't ask, and that's why we ask the questions.
And what did you know about Hastings before you took this position?
I knew it was adjacent to the state of Wisconsin. And I knew that it had a historic downtown. We had a friend that lived here and that we had many a good time kind of visiting. And it reminded me a lot of kind of where I grew up. I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, a bit smaller than Hastings. But it had that hometown feel, and that's really what attracted me to the city.
John, tell me about you. What are you working on for the new year, please?
For the new year, Mo, a little bit of pandemic response still going into the spring, and we'll be talking a little bit about that with Hedra coming up on Thursday. Our spring is going to be a big construction year on the residential side. We approved some residential developments in 2020, more coming in 2021, so there will be a lot of construction and new residents moving into the city between the next couple of years. So that part's exciting. As you know, we haven't seen the numbers that we would have liked to have seen the last few years. We believe that's changing.
Well, there's already an awful lot of development going on the west side of town, and that is nice to see. It makes it feel like, you know, we're healthy again as an economy.
Absolutely.
We love it. I can't thank you both enough for filling us in about what is going on in the city. We look forward to the three new restaurants going to be opening in the Westview Center. And I know there are other restaurants opening in Hastings as well. That's a good sign. And we hope that you continue to help them along with economic development. We want to thank our guest, John Hinsman. He is Community Development Director. And we also want to thank our guest, Eric Moss. He is the Economic Development Coordinator with the City of Hastings. We wish you well, Eric, in your new position. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Running into